This experience shows you the best and worst of humanity. I was here as managing attorney for 5 months, and I thought that maybe I had seen almost everything that you could see here. But coming back with a group of students, many of whom had never been, one thing that I didn't expect to see was how experiencing our clients' pain, experiencing our clients' fear, and also experiencing the limitations on our ability to advocate for them, I wasn't prepared for how affected my students would be by that, by how they would be hurt by our clients' pain. They would be overwhelmed by what our clients had lived through, and also how they would react to coming to a point where there's nothing else they can do. And that affected me because I sort of felt the need or the desire to protect them from that, from this pain that I've felt for a long time but have allowed myself to become sort of numb to. When I say that you see the best and worst of humanity, our clients are the bravest people I've ever met. Our clients are incredible. Our clients walked across the world to save their lives and their children's lives. Our clients have said no in the face of armed men pointing a gun at them. Our clients have said no. Our clients have said, I will not be a part of this violence that is overrunning my country. I will not be co-opted just because no one is here to protect me. And I will not allow you to harm my children because I refuse to meet your demands. I'm completely overcome by how brave our clients are, by the faith that they have. Many of these women are religious and have been through just incredible pain and violence and have been treated badly by the people who they've trusted the most, have found no comfort, no assistance in their government, are completely unprotected by civil institutions in their country. And they come here and they're deprived of their liberty. They have no idea whether they'll make it through, whether they'll be sent back. And they put their faith in God and they say, I know that God will protect me. I have faith. And I'm just amazed by their strength, their ability to get through circumstances that I've so far from anything within my own reality, within my own frame of reference. And that gives me strength and energy every day. And the other side of that coin is I see it in my students too. It hurts me to see them hurt by the system, to see them hit a wall, to see them lose hope. But at the same time, it's energizing and it's so deeply rewarding to see them energized by this work, to see them advocate for these women, to see them push through fatigue, push through pain, and follow through a case until they know it's going to make it out of here. It's really rewarding to see that commitment. My name is Bree Bernwanger. I'm an adjunct professor at Fordham Law School, and I'm a staff attorney at the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights of the San Francisco Bay Area.